Well, thanks for joining us today. I'm John Fuller, along with Greg and Aaron Smalley, who head up our marriage team here at Focus on the Family. And we're going to begin today with a clip from Chris and Jenny Graby. They've been married for 18 or 19 years, and they talked with Focus President Jim Daly about why stepping out and trying new things can be good for your marriage.
You mentioned in the book about coming across, I don't know if it was a guy or a woman who mentioned that they had these dreams, but one dream was becoming a runner, and it was only a dream in his head.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of interesting, just a dream in his head. Describe it.
Yeah, well, we were pastors for a really long time, so we spent a lot of time in small groups, right? Mm-hmm. Developing small groups, starting small groups. And this was one that we had started, so it was a group of strangers, except for our other pastor friend there. And we kind of went around the circle. Everybody shared the top five things that they thought would help everyone get to know them. And he said, well, let's see, I'm a pastor, I'm a soon-to-be father, I'm a worship leader, and in my head, I'm a runner. And everyone cracked up laughing, you know, because they know we all resonate. We all have those things, those identities that we think we are in our heads. But if you look at our actual life, you're like, you know what? I think I'm a runner in my head, but I actually haven't run in a long time. But it's something I love. It's something important to me. It's something I used to do really well, but I can't find it anywhere in my life. So I guess I'm not a runner, but in my head, I still am. Mm. And when he said that, I mean, light bulbs went off in my head. He just put words to something I had been feeling in that season for so long. Mm. You know, it was a season where we had a lot of little kids. And part of being a good parent, of course, is sacrifice. You know, there are things that you need to lay down in those seasons. But I was looking up in our life going, man, I feel like if you asked me, I would say, you know, we go camping as a family and we have a date night every week, romantic date nights every single week. And there's things I think that we do. I know, I think I have a green smoothie every single morning of my life. There's things I think I would tell you, this is who I am. This is what I do. But if I took a look at my actual life, they're nowhere to be found. We haven't gone camping. We haven't had a date night in weeks, you know, like, so it just caused me to look at our life and go, wait a second, we've got to get more intentional with our life, or we're just going to drift into a place we don't want to be.
You know, that's a really good point, because I can relate to that. Gene and I will set the compass to move that direction, but it's like the wind of life then takes you off course, because you just get caught up in the day-to-day routine, and you got somebody calling that needs you, or, yeah, you know, a couple that needs to talk with you, or whatever it might be. And so it just kind of takes you away from the things that you planned, yeah, and now you're beholden to the immediate, right?
Yes.
What's getting in your way.
Yeah.
And you got to kind of tack back toward that direction, which takes discipline. Let me ask you, Chris, when it comes to that adventuresome spirit, I know you guys, you had, I think, a great opportunity that you encountered, but you had to go to Jenny, which was good. Say, hey, you know, this is a good thing, especially for entrepreneurial-driven husbands. You know, when you're just plowing through that entrepreneurial field, if you're not checking with your wife, because she typically, you'll marry somebody that can bring you some balance. So, A, kudos for checking. B, how'd you get there and when'd you learn it? Check with Jenny.
Well, I mean, we both have pretty adventurous spirits. So to say that, you know, we both just knew when we got married, we signed up for a wild ride.
Right.
And it was that from the very beginning. We lived in multiple states and kids, and we just said, let's go try this adventure or that. But, you know, you learn through years of going, hey, you know what? That was a big mistake that I made there.
You actually ever expressed that.
Yeah.
That was a big mistake.
Right. No. Oh, there's all kinds. You're like, we probably shouldn't have moved to that city. You know, big mistakes, right? And small ones along the way. But I think, you know, when we posture our heart and understand, she understands that I have wild adventures and dreams inside of me. She does as well. And we try and stoke those flames. And when an opportunity comes that I can go, babe, go do that. That sounds amazing. That it builds more trust and depth in our relationship. And our kids watch us living out adventures together, not just dad off on an adventure and mom's here doing things, that she has an adventure. Hey, let's start a podcast. Let's write a book. Like, you know, go do that adventure that you want too, babe. So an opportunity came my way. I was doing some work and I'd wrapped up the work for a few days, and I was doing a lot of hosting and a lot of what we're doing type here. And the guy's like, you did such a great job the last few days. He's like, I've literally got a thing tomorrow. I'm interviewing this guy. And I was like, oh, man, I've been gone for like 3 days. He's like, it's in L.A. We were in Vegas. He's like, we have to jump on a, you know, we'll have to jump on a private jet in the morning. I was like, excuse me? You know, it's just like, I'm a kid from Ellettsville, Indiana. What's a private jet? I don't understand, you know, like. And so I was like, okay, knowing Jenny had held on the fort with the kids, and anybody who has a spouse that travels knows that the one at home is literally counting down the seconds and the minutes, like, when does your flight land? When will you be home?
Yeah, because don't mention the private jet.
No.
Just take it from experience.
Right. So I just said, hey. And so then I was like, well, let me just ask, like, who is it? Who's this person that you're interviewing that you want me to come interview? And he was like, well, it's Mike Tyson. I was like, Mike Tyson.
The boxer Mike Tyson.
Yeah, Mike Tyson. That guy. So I was like, okay, I gotta call Jenny. And she was like, I was like, hey, I will only be home a few hours later. There's a flight out. Are you open to this? I'm gonna go interview Mike Tyson potentially. And she was like, heck yeah, go for it. Let's go. Go do it. So she was cheering me on for at home, saying, go take that adventure, because I could hear in your voice, I can hear it, you know, I just know you, that this will be one of those things that you could look back on and go, that was fun.
Well, Aaron, the Grabies were talking about trying new things and learning who's more adventurous. I think there are seasons. Like, there was a season when Dina was more adventurous. I tend to be a little more adventurous now. How do you communicate in those different seasons as things change, maybe?
Yeah, I would say things are changing in this current season in our marriage, because I am by far the more adventurous of the two of us. However, with everything that I have going on currently in this season, between private practice and here and doing aftercare calls.
Being a mom,
speaking. I mean, I come home and I'm like, I don't want to do anything adventurous. The most adventurous thing I want to do is eat dinner and go to bed.
It's going to be an adventure.
Simple
checklist.
But yeah, there you go.
That's not every day.
Yeah.
And there are days where I am the one who's like, we got invited to go to this thing. You know, can we go? And if someone between the two of us is going to be slower to warm up to an idea like that, it would be Craig. But I will say that over the years, he's gotten better and better at just going, you know what? Yeah, let's go. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. And then he's the one who has more fun. I'm the one that's like, you said you wanted to leave at 6:45. Yeah. It's 6:50. Are you ready? He's like, no, I'm having a good time.
Well, because I've learned that just my personality, the moment that she suggests something, I instantly see all the problems.
All the things that can go wrong.
Exactly.
All
the knows. And then I start to run through a task list in my brain of how we'll prepare for that. And so it's easier for me to say, well, listen, let's just stay home, because that sounds like too much work. Mm. But I understand that's how God made me. And I know God made Aaron way more spontaneous, way more adventurous. And so what we've learned to do is that Aaron will suggest an idea, and I've learned to just let her say it.
Yes. And don't interrupt. Don't problem solve. Don't say why it's not going to work.
Exactly. And then I will then go and plan for it. So I plan for the spontaneousness of the idea. So if it's a new restaurant downtown, I'll look, you know, how will we get there?
Where's the parking?
Yeah, all that. Mm-hmm. Or even, you know, if we're going to someone's house, in my mind, I start to think through, okay, so we'll get there. You know, we got to bring this, so we got to swing by the store, grab that. So I'll just run through all that. That's what helps me.
It takes the stress out of that, quote, spontaneous.
Yeah, because even traveling, like Aaron and I travel as part of our job here at Focus and do marriage events. And what I've learned is just based on my personality that routine is so important for me when we travel. We fly the same airline, we rent from the same rental car, and we stay at the same hotel.
We sit on the same side of the airplane.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I do.
All of that. Yeah. But it alleviates stress. Mm-hmm. It's one less thing that I have to worry about or to try to figure out when it's a routine, because I've done it 100 times.
Yeah.
And but both have to matter. And we've learned that.
And I know for Greg, his biggest nightmare when we're traveling is if they send the text and say, our aircraft has changed.
Oh.
it throws him.
Because I've already picked our seats, and now I got to rethink the whole
thing. Yeah, you break out into a rash.
it does. A rash-inducing incident.
I had it.
Totally get it. Yeah. So I got to say that I'm identifying with you, Greg, because Dina's adventuresome spirit was something I totally, I just was drawn to.
Yeah.
Right. And there was a season when it was really busy here at work, and she was at home with the boys, and she would say something like, hey, for the weekend, I want to do this. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me?
Right.
I don't want to do that because I know there's going to be work for me, and I just want to be at home. Yeah. Well, she was at home all day, or she was out, you know, doing something with the kids. It was wonderful. But we've kind of hit the season, as I said at the open, where I'm a little more the adventurous one. And I was so pleased. Just the other day, I called her and I said, hey, so we got invited to do this concert, to go to a concert. Do you want to go? And she's like, yes, absolutely. And I thought, well, wonderful. The capacity's coming back. The season is more of that adventuresome Dina that I so loved that, you know, she's coaxed that out of me and brought me into an area of accepting and enjoying new adventures and seeing them for what they are. And it's a wonderful thing for us to be able to do together now. So,
you know, I would say too, just as a practical thing, what could be a fun just moment between spouses is just to talk about who's more adventurous, who's more the routine driven,
explore all that,
and talk about the benefits of both in the positive impact that how we're both created, what that does and the blessings that it brings to the marriage. Yeah. So have that conversation.
Sure. And we'll actually link over to a free article that might guide you in that conversation. It's called Healthy Individuals Create Healthy Marriages. And it's a great follow-up to the conversation today. Get it when you're on the website. We'll link over to it in the show notes. Also, we've got the book by Chris and Jenny Graby. It's called The Rhythm of Us, and we'll send that to you for a donation of any amount to the Ministry of Focus on the Family today, either a monthly pledge or a one-time gift. Take a moment, please. Leave a rating for us and a review wherever you get this podcast. And tell another person or two or three or four or five about these podcasts. Help us grow and have more ministry impact. And thanks in advance for doing that. I'm John Fuller, and on behalf of Greg and Aaron Smalley and the entire team, thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast.
It can be challenging to inspire your community to see life the way God sees it. So what's the solution? Well, on June 15th, Focus on the Family is hosting Sea Life 24. And no matter where you are or who you are, you can be a part of this free event with speakers like Ben and Kirsten Watson and real stories about choosing life. Sea Life 24 will inspire you to translate your faith into action. Register today at sealife24.org.